There's no need to worry.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more.
Did you watch the musical on TV yesterday?
Yes, I did. It's very unusual.
The music was fascinating.
The plot was thrilling, but frankly speaking, I didn't like the acting.
I must say, I don't agree. The leading actress was superb. And what's your opinion?
I'd rather say it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. I was greatly impressed by it.
So it's worth seeing, isn't it?
I think so. At least I wasn't bored.
Oh, Arthur, we've been looking for you.
What's happened?
We need a doctor badly. My colleague from Spain is feeling bad.
Should I go and see him straight away?
The sooner the better. I hate to trouble you, but...
There's no need to worry. The doctor was sent for 10 minutes ago, thanks to our guide.
Sorry for the trouble.
No trouble at all. Has your colleague caught a cold?
Most unlikely. He neither coughs nor sneezes.
What seems to be the matter?
Yesterday he had a headache. The day before yesterday he complained of a toothache and earache.
It's a strange case.
I'm sure he's been working too hard lately. Last time I saw him, he looked pale and tired.
It's all nerves. Most likely he needs a rest, and then he'll be fine.
What did the doctor say? Pneumonia? Flu? Rheumatism?
Nothing of the kind.
Is it very serious?
I'm afraid so.
As far as I can judge, pills, drops, powders, mixtures are useless in this case.
What do you mean?
It's a virus. It's as old as the hills. Nobody can cure it. No medicine can help. It takes time to recover.
It seems to me I know what you're driving at. The man hasn't fallen ill. He's hopelessly in love. And if I'm not mistaken, the virus is blonde, blue-eyed, slim, long-legged, and with an irresistible smile.
Well, I never.
I suggest we invite your colleague to join us. We should distract him from his illness.
Tell him after rain comes fair weather.
Before I forget, I'm making a long-distance call in 5 minutes or so.
Good luck.
Keep your fingers crossed for me. A lot depends on my talk with the editor. See you later.
I'm putting you through.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Anderson, please?
Just a minute. What's your name, please?
Mona Doan. I'm calling from Moscow. The call is urgent.
Hold the line, please.
Hello, Anderson speaking.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Anderson. Can you hear me well?
Hello, is that you, Mona?
Yes, of course. Glad you recognize my voice.
I've read your article. It's really exciting. But there is one little thing I'd like to agree upon.
Pardon? I can't hear you well.
I say, there is one little thing I'd like to agree upon. You know quite well we publish home news, foreign affairs, feature articles, fashion, business and sports news. So, our paper has got very limited space for science news.
I'm afraid it isn't fair.
I don't understand what you mean. I suggest you shorten the article. I insist on it.
It seems to me the article is short enough as it is.
Take it easy. I promise all your articles will be published in our next issues. I'll arrange it for you.
Whatever you say, Mr. Anderson.
I hope you've got me right. The compromise is not as bad as that, is it?
No, of course not.
Besides, I'd like you to send us some more material on life in Russia. The circulation of our paper hasn't gone up as yet. We should attract more readers. Agreed?
Agreed, Mr. Anderson.
That's nice. Hope to hear from you in a day or two. Goodbye.
This Anderson is a tough guy.